Today is November the 14th, 2022. I'm Jen Widener with the Jeffersonville Township Public Library, conducting interviews for Pandemic Perspectives. Jeffersonville residents recount their lives during the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. This project was made possible with a grant from the Indiana Genealogical Society. I'm here today with Vincent Thomas. So Vincent, what were you doing when the pandemic first started in 2020?
I had just graduated college. I graduated from Indiana University Southeast. I got my degree in music industry with a concentration in music business. I was working for a security company. I was doing security for concert venues and the Kentucky Center for the Arts.
So do you remember when you first heard about COVID-19 or what your reaction was when you started hearing about it?
Yes. So I remember I was in Arizona. I was taking a little vacation with two friends, and we were hearing about some disease, they were calling it that, but at this time they thought it was coming from Mexico. And me being in Arizona, we were like, I might need to go home. So I just remember I stayed for 2 weeks, and I was supposed to stay for three. And in the second week, I kept hearing about it getting worse, and more and more people were going to the hospital. And I believe this was in February at this point in time. I remember I went home a week early on my vacation because I was like, I don't want to be stuck in an airport or stuck in another state.
So did you think that it would come to the U.S. and that it would come to Southern Indiana of all places?
Yeah, I did, honestly, because I remember with the H1N1 virus, was that swine flu?
Yeah.
I remember how that went everywhere, and I just knew that it was going to be bad.
How did your job change during the pandemic?
So with me working in live entertainment, that entire industry was closed. So I had no work. I had no updates on when we would go back to work. I had just finished my degree by that time. And my degree was in music. And music is based around live performance, that entire industry. So I was like, what am I gonna do? And my job changed because I just had to find different odds and ends jobs. I remember driving for DoorDash. I tried like debt collection, which I still feel like I need to repent for. Ooh. Even doing that for like two Ooh, weeks.
That sounds rough.
Yes.
So your employer at the time was not offering any pay or anything.
They just no.
cut you off immediately mm-hmm. when they closed.
Yep. We were screwed. My only saving grace was like all of my debtors, like who I had bills through and like credit cards. I was getting calls from them saying like, we understand what's going on in the world right now. All of your, you know, bills are frozen. Like you don't have to make a payment this month. Let us know when you're working again. We'll work with you to get you back on a plan and stuff. So
that was good. Yeah, because it was a scary time.
It was terrifying.
So you ended up coming to work at the Jeffersonville Township Public Library.
Yes, I did.
In 2021?
Yes.
When the pandemic was still kind of in full force.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like, starting a new job during the pandemic?
At that point, it was familiar because I was forced to try a couple different new jobs. But starting in such a public building, it was kind of scary. And especially knowing the rest of the community didn't necessarily take it as seriously as I did. And mm-hmm. working with people who refuse to wear masks and not only refuse, but will ask you, well, why are you wearing that? And are you really that scared of getting sick? Like, yes, I am. I'm asthmatic. This is a respiratory illness. I don't want any of those problems. So, yeah.
What have you learned from the pandemic? Good, bad.
I have learned. I guess I'll say I've learned to have less expectations about where I need to be in life and what I'm supposed to be doing at a certain point of time, because there are things that are just out of our control. And this pandemic really, really showed us that, because, you know, I went to school for music. I record music. By this point in time, I went to Arizona to work on music as well, doing that vacation. By this time, I thought, you know, I would have records on the radio. I thought I would have signed a record deal by now. It did not work out like that. But I don't feel like I'm off my path. You know, I just feel like I took a couple of detours, and actually it forced me to come to the library and make meaningful connections and show that I do have an impact in the community in a different way than I intended to with my life. So it's actually been scary but rewarding. So I've also learned to appreciate life itself. You know, the fact that I'm still here, so many people are not. A lot of people didn't make it through this pandemic. And I'm grateful for those of us that did.
So in the future, let's say 50, 100 years from now, what do you want people to remember about the pandemic? Let's say people are coming in and reviewing these, listening to these oral histories. What do you want them to remember?
I want them to remember that this was a real disease. There are a lot of big moments in history that, in retrospect, people try to deny. As somebody who has had COVID twice, it was very real. It kicked my butt. I just want people to know, like, this was serious, and it was chaotic. And I want to say, in today's modern world, we haven't seen like an incident like this where the entire world shuts down. Like, that was monumental. It was life changing. You know, when our stores gonna have toilet paper again? I want people to remember the panic that it caused, and not just the panic, but how we worked together as a community to come together and to get whatever sense of normalcy we could. It was the community that helped each other do that.
I've heard so many people say that same thing going through these oral histories. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
No.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you.
So I do need you to fill out.